Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company, the Junks, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, EB, and JP. Cakes will be back on Monday, I believe. Then Bish heads to North Carolina.
Si, senor.
Which part?
Oak Island. It's 35, 40 minutes south of Wilmington.
I like that area.
Never heard of it, but good. Guessing it's nice.
Good. I don't want to be popular.
Guessing there are a lot of oak trees.
I don't know. I'm not sure why they called Oak Island. But
all right, real quick, before we get to EP, we can bang out a couple more calls if we want to. We were talking about sort of the preseason work, what you're looking for, what do you think they need. Let's go to Let's go to Toothpick, whoever Toothpick is. Hey, Toothpick.
Hey, what's good, EB? Thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, my question with the Commanders having their offensive struggles this year, what are we really going to learn about them playing against the Cincinnati Bengals, and their defense from last year was putrid, and it wasn't their offense that stopped them from making the playoffs, but it was their defense. Hey, I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys' answer. Thank you. I love the show. Bish, you're my guy.
All right, Toothpick. There you go. Why do they call him Toothpick again?
I'm guessing he stuffs a toothpick in his mouth.
He always has a toothpick in his mouth?
I skip leg day.
Oh, okay. He's a toothpick.
He's a very
butt,
skinny.
He's a butt skinny guy.
Or at least skinny legs.
Skinny legs.
What are you going to learn? I mean, not going to learn anything.
I don't know. Anytime you play another team, even if that team doesn't have great defensive attributes from the year before, it doesn't mean you can't learn something. I don't know. Like I said, I sound like a broken record. I've been convinced that they can really glean a lot from these joint practices, which maybe makes some of these preseason games less pertinent.
I think it all counts.
I mean, how much did Jaden play last year?
Not much. I think three series.
Yeah. He played three series.
Was that in the first game?
No, he played in the first two games.
Oh, okay.
He had one series, obviously, in one, and two in the other.
Well, I think it was the first game against the Jets, and whatever that was. He threw the long pass. He threw a touchdown. I was like, I've seen enough. We got the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he had two more after that.
I think the first preseason game, he had that long bomb, but they didn't score. In the second preseason game, he scored. I think he had a touchdown pass and maybe scored with his legs as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood entertainment. You got the music for me, Valdez? Of course, it's driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's a general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and brand-new vehicles right on the website, bmwfairfax.com. When you get there, make sure you mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star regardless. You will be thrilled. I promise.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I don't know where to lead off here. I guess that some people are kind of finding out now about what they're going to be doing on Inside the NBA on ESPN. Of course, you know, a lot of people are kind of wondering, like, people love, you know, sometimes it's too much for me, but they love the Shaq, the Barkley. And
now it's going to be Jordan. Right?
Well, they're adding
that's a different
Jordan.
What is Jordan going to be on?
I don't think it's going to be with those guys.
That's
NBC.
They go to NBC.
Oh, that's
when
they're
NBC.
Okay.
But it's just different because it's going to be ESPN now, not TNT. We all know ESPN is a lot more structured. At least they try to be. They're a lot more rigid. We could tell you stories about our dalliances with ESPN through the years. So I think they're concerned. Valdez, you can help me with this. So when they would do, and JP knows, when they would do their TNT thing, sometimes it was kind of free-flowing. It could go 40, 50 minutes, you know, whatever. This one looks like it's going to be much more structured. Maybe it's going to be around 30 minutes, and it's not going to be as often, right?
It's less often, and the 30 minutes is pretty short for those guys. That's the one thing I'll say. When I would watch whatever sort of pregame and postgame show they did on ESPN, there was one version. I think Bill Simmons was part of it. I mean, they switched. Bob Myers, who's involved with the Commanders, was part of it most recently with Kendrick Perkins. But there was one or two years where it's halftime, they come back, and they go, all right, it's halftime show. We'll be right back. I mean, they would, and they basically wouldn't talk. Mm-hmm. And so I think the fear is that these guys are going to be on the air less free-flowing. There's going to be more time restrictions.
Totally.
Because they got to put in all these commercials, whereas TNT, you know, they would have long-form segments.
Not to mention, I think SportsCenter takes precedent over it. So the time restriction could be a whole lot less depending on how long the game goes.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of fans of Inside the NBA, they talk about how after the game, it's midnight, 1 o'clock. They're all like loosey-goosey, a little punch drunk.
Yeah, and it gets a little risque.
Yeah, it gets funny. That's where all the moments happen.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden,
that's not going to be a thing.
You're trying to have these certain restrictions on the show. You have a time frame for the show. And then a lot of these natural moments that happen between Charles and Shaq aren't really going to happen anymore.
You almost get the sense, just from, again, knowing nothing other than like what Valdez says, reading about it, you almost get the sense ESPN doesn't even want to deal with these guys, but they're gonna wedge it, where they're going to cornhole them in here or whatever for a little while. They're going to minimize them, and then they're going to go away.
It's possible.
That seems like the plan.
The one thing which I would say is a positive is I believe they've kept the staff intact.
For now.
That basically ESPN, it's almost like a lease, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they were doing their show, it happened to be on TNT, and now they're paying money so that they can put it on
ESPN.
But
you can tell, like, Charles has already been very reticent about it, very open, saying, like, I don't like what I'm hearing. I'm not going to change for anybody. So this could be a short-lived marriage.
I heard one of his interviews, and he said they did a pilot for it.
Yeah.
And they said it was one of the worst pilots they've ever
done. No. He did a pilot for a different show. Yeah, they were experimenting with a different type of show, not for ESPN. I think it would actually be with TNT.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we did a
because the show that they were experimenting with apparently can't run highlights if it's on TNT. So, like ESPN, they can run the highlights and comment on the games, but if they do in TNT, and he said that they were talking about maybe doing different sports and different things like that. Yeah, it was terrible.
We've told this story a zillion times. I'll try to condense it and maybe give an angle I hadn't given before. When we had our downs with ESPN in the past, serious downs, agent talking to them, did a pilot, flew up to New York and everything. A real dalliance, offer made, we asked for double, all goes away, but whatever. Part of the reason that I know I was not as appealed by it was first of all, they brought us in and we had to do like a quiz. Can you imagine doing that now?
Quiz
us and they say, Conference USA. They're starting three quarterbacks that start in Conference USA. They're so high and mighty on themselves.
Sports geeky.
Sports geeky. So that was a put off, a turn off for me, because I had to really study that, like fake my way through that. I feel like I did. It's fine. But I didn't like that, right? So that's very annoying. And then for this stupid pilot that we did, we had to be on the phone and we had to be like, okay, now you say this. So they can run the B-roll. And then make sure you mentioned Lou Brock. Are you going to mention Lou Brock in your answer here?
They told us what to say.
And I was like, for hours, we're on the phone for this nothing. And I'm sitting there going, F this. You can't pay me enough to do this, right? I can only imagine. And I was a punk 30-year-old kid, right, in radio. Barclays
like
made $100 million, $200 million, $1 billion. You think he's going to deal with that crap? No way. Not happening.
Plus, that's not the essence of Inside the NBA, especially.
That's not the essence of our show either.
Yeah.
Exact same thing. Free flowing, fun, not like, okay, you say Johnny Bench here. Are you going to mention Lou Brock? You going to mention Lou Brock? Like it,
yeah, but that said, I watch Inside the NBA. It is still scripted.
Yeah,
I mean, they've got the moderator Jones, and he kicks it usually to Charles
extent,
first.
To an extent,
then it goes to Shaq, then it goes to Kenny Smith.
I mean, we have a script for this show.
We have a rhythm, but still, there's a lot of free flowing. There's a lot of freedom.
Weren't just on Monday you were lamenting your career and saying you didn't go into TV and you should have, you didn't do enough.
That was Alex Cooper.
That was more like the YouTube stuff, like the more non-traditional. I feel like we should have maybe.
No, I think Valdez is right. It was like Alex Cooper and.
Well, that's the non-traditional stuff. Yeah. No, not her TV, like just the non-traditional route where these guys have really. I used to mock YouTubers. YouTubers make $1 billion. YouTubers rule the world.
This show might have been the first ever show to podcast. And then you got nothing from it.
Nothing.
Zippy.
Because we didn't do original content. Yeah, it was just regurgitated. But it was great. Thank God. You know, CK, I give him credit. He was the one that was on it early. No, I have laments about our career, and I don't want to go back to this, but we probably should have done from a professional perspective, maybe take that more seriously, because then who knows where that would take you.
We did take it seriously.
Well, I take this job seriously, but I didn't take it TV that seriously.
It
wasn't my thing.
It wasn't our thing.
It wasn't my dream to be in TV.
I know, but what I would say is the ESPN thing, we took it very seriously.
Well, yeah. I agree, but we could have said,
We got a bad vibe on it.
Well, we also could have said, you know what? What you can do is you just, in that situation, most people, just like the same thing we did with WFAN, you just take the offer and you grow from there.
Yeah.
Like, you don't worry about the money. The money comes later. Most people with a brain, that's what they do.
But it could have failed miserably, and then...
Well, I think it would have failed, but then
they want us to move to Orlando?
They wanted to move
to
Orlando.
That was just in the very early discussion.
There was a lot of different discussions.
They wanted us to move.
Let's be real.
We won that argument.
Yeah, Cakes was famously looking at condos in Orlando.
Right.
Yeah.
We had a meeting... We had a meeting where they were talking about set design.
Mm-hmm.
It was New York. Very serious.
And what happened was our agent left in the middle of the meeting.
I remember.
Yeah, he had an anniversary party, and I remember the executives. They said, "Did your agent just walk out?" Like, yeah.
That's our current agent.
Yes, that's our current agent.
Billy Ripken. He was a TV guy.
Yeah, Ross was representing us for TV. Bob was doing our radio. But it was fine. It all works out great. But... my point is that I was always uncomfortable being in bed, frankly, with ESPN. There was an uptightness to it that I did not like. That's personally for me. So I can understand.
TV is more regimented.
TV is, all but in particular ESPN. I work with TV. I work with Monumental. I do TV. That's not my only TV I've ever done. And it's not as uptight.
When we're doing the shows from Monumental Studio, it's night and day from what ESPN was.
It's different.
Is this true? Inside the NBA could be off the air for 2 whole months from opening week to Christmas Day?
Well, that's the point. Yes. They're minimizing them. 2 months? That's the early look.
Jeez.
My read is they're trying to make these guys fade into oblivion and make them go away and not have fan uproar. The only reason why they're keeping them is to keep the fans happy. It almost seems like.
Fans aren't going to be happy if they don't see Chuck and Shaq for 2 months.
They're going to kill them. They're going to kill them off or force them to quit, which is what people do. So, anyway.
All right. What else you got?
I don't know. Travis Kelce did a photo shoot here for GQ. Are we going to be buying this magazine, Valdez? Why should we care about this? They've got was he dressed like as a bear or something?
It's one of the most unusual and awkward and stupid photo shoots I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I did see Travis admitted that his play has slipped, and he said partly because he took his eye off the football ball and was trying to be an entertainer. I don't know if that's going to change. I think that age and speed have a lot to do with it too.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's good.
Maybe he's regaining his focus, although his height show seems to be killing it.
Hey, in that one picture where he's wearing like those weird jeans and white t-shirt, doesn't he look like I don't know if it's Billy or Stephen Baldwin? A little like with that haircut,
jacked Billy Baldwin.
Yeah, like with that weird haircut.
Yeah, he's got a weird haircut.
He's got like a Knight of the Roxbury haircut.
It's like an old Tommy Horsecamp college haircut.
Slick back. Let me see.
Yeah, it's
and then he's handling gators and snakes, and he's in the swamp wearing fur.
Right.
Very weird.
I don't know how you guys are you guys like you old sirs? Probably not. Valdez has an old soul. Are you a Hall & Oates guy at all? Your dad?
Oh, I love Hall & Oates.
I love Hall & Oates. I literally love Hall & Oates.
Okay. Most people do. I mean, they're okay. Great.
So they've kind of like hated each other. You know,
they've had issues for years.
Apparently, they resolved their legal issues. Now, it was through arbitration, and that's behind them. Their bitter business feud is behind them. Does that mean then that they could put their personal differences and maybe these guys could hit the road and maybe do a nostalgic little tour or something?
Maybe didn't Simon and Garfunkel get back together? Were we there for the Grammys? Or?
Certainly, I think we saw Simon.
I feel like maybe they performed together at the Grammys.
I think they did. Yeah, when we saw Monica Lewinsky.
One time we went to the Grammys.
Yeah. We did. We saw Monica Lewinsky. We bumped into Monica Lewinsky. I mean, it's a thing.
Isn't she hot now?
I think she has had a glow up.
Yeah.
A glow up and maybe I think she's hitting that Ozempic and is she, yeah, I mean, hey,
really,
whatever word, we could all use it. So anyway, if Hall & Oates, if they said Hall & Oates was going to be at
Wolf Trap,
oh. I'm all in, all in. Valdez, we'll go together. We'll bring our Surfside coolers.
Yeah, we'll set out a picnic blanket on the lawn with our Surfside cooler.
100%. I need Hall & Oates to be back.
Top song? Private Eyes?
No, this I one. I mean, Out of Touch.
I don't know. I have so many. Kiss on my list. She's Gone. I don't know that many like stuff, but I know that, man. I mean, I just know a lot of Hall & Oates.
I thought I saw John Oates was coming to town.
I have no interest in him. He needs Daryl Hall.
He needs Daryl Hall. Yeah.
I don't need to see Baba Booey playing the guitar.
She does look like him.
You're looking at the Wolf Trap train, I believe, is next week.
You know, Toto, Men at Work, and Christopher Cross are at Jiffy Lube tonight. I'm so bitter I'm missing that.
And it's a great show. Did you finally watch the thing? The Yacht Rock doc?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
It's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not incredible, but it's good. I have to say, again, I watched the Billy Joel. I love me some Billy Joel. It went too long. They could have tightened that up. They could have made that a lot better.
How long is it?
It was two episodes. It might have been like 3 or 4 hours. Maybe like 4 hours. And so I didn't even realize it went from the first episode to the second. It just went seamlessly into it, right? So I'm like, when does this thing end? It never ends. It just keeps going. You know, it went from the first episode into episode two. I didn't realize.
You can pay attention like that. There's usually on the bottom right, says next episode.
I'm watching it, and I'm also doing
just kept
stuff.
Right to it.
I'm also doing stuff, so I just missed that. And it just took forever. I had to watch it over 2 days.
My wife and daughter went to see the Jonas Brothers last night at Jiffy.
All right.
Loved them. Yeah. They wanted me to go. I said, no chance.
Yeah. I mean, they have hits.
All American Rejects open for them.
How far is that from your spot? It's not that far?
30 minutes.
It's got, yeah.
It's about third. Some side roads you can take.
You have side roads?
Okay. There's some side roads.
Yeah, okay. Because I don't know the side roads.
Yeah.
I actually saw Jonas Brothers on TV, I want to say yesterday. Like one of my TVs, it automatically clicks to Samsung TV at first, which is annoying. Mm-hmm. It always has these weird old shows. But the other day, Who's the Boss was on. Mm-hmm. And Jonas Brothers were on, and they had, it wasn't All American Rejects, but it was one of those bands that we were very familiar with during our HFS days. Yeah. So maybe they were saying that they were influenced by them, and then they like, oh, and she stay on stage, and they did a song together. I think they did one of their songs.
Yeah.
So they must have a lot of influence from that kind of alternative rock, pop punk era.
Real quick, I know we got to go break. Boys to Men, it just went viral. I guess this clip, maybe it was old, but I saw it last night. They had the bass singer or whatever who stopped touring with him like 20 years ago because of like a degenerative back condition or whatever. And he like walks, he just can't tour with him. Mm-hmm. But so they've been touring three instead of four for like 20 years.
Yeah.
They brought him on stage for the first time in 20 years because he came to the concert. He's like, dude, I haven't sung in 20 years. They made him sing. Kind of poopy. They didn't have the old magic.
Oh, really?
They didn't have the old magic. I didn't think. Just because you add a fourth voice, you know, guy hadn't sung in 20 years. All of a sudden, they put him in there. And
they come out to MGM almost every year.
Dude, I love Boys to Men. Love them. All right.
Would they be like one of your dream bookings in studio?
Totally. They come in every year. I want to get them in here.
We got to figure it out.
We had Biz Markie, RP, but, you know, before he passed. We got to get Boys to Men.
We've been saying that for years.
I know. I got to get them. Got to get them.
Boys to Men and Color Me Bad. All right, let's take a break. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.